to the top topics of the day. Some people think they're the hot topics. Guess that's up to you to figure out, as this hour is devoted to covering a lot of conversation. And maybe some things will surprise you, some things you're not connected to yet. Situation on Mars. An American robotic field geologist beaming back the first human voice transmission from another planet. Pretty amazing stuff. This is something people ought to be talking about. Apollo 11 and Neil Armstrong and the passing at age 82. He was the first human to transmit a message from a natural planetary satellite. That was, you know, the Eagles landed and all that stuff. The first human voice transmission from an actual planet, decidedly less dramatic. As a matter of fact, the administrator of NASA, who was a former astronaut, his name is Charles Bolden, introduced himself. His message had been beamed up to Curiosity, then it was sent back. That was very cool to just understand that this could happen, given the fact that Mars is as far away. We have the same technology, and basically, I understand that's what they're using, same basic technology as is being used here on this program and so many of the other satellite-driven network programs that come to you in the following manner. My voice goes into a microphone. This microphone has lines that carry it onto a digital line, which bring it down to our main studio at our originating network, Radio America in Washington. And then that signal is sent back up on the same digital line, the same sort of digital line as I have to get myself down there. It goes back up to a satellite farm on Staten Island. And the satellite dishes that are there, there are dozens of them, and they beam the signal. The digital signal is pushed out, launched, if you will, into space. And it goes to a satellite. In some circumstances, the satellites are as far as 20 miles away from the Earth. And the signal goes up, and not 20 miles, I'm sorry, 20,000 miles above the surface of the Earth, way out there in some circumstances. And the signal then comes back down. It's digitalized and it's enhanced, and then it sends it back down to receivers at radio stations. And from the radio station receiver, it goes into the radio station, goes through their control board, and goes back out on their antenna, which sends the message out into the ethos, out into space, the space that's close to the ground. And it gets to your receiver in either your car or your home or whatever device that you have. That's what, and it takes 1/8 of a second to do that, which is more amazing than you can possibly imagine. So that same technology was used to send this verbal missive, Mr. Bolden congratulating the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory as they pulled off this 154 million mile voyage. And the 7-minute atmospheric entry, which was perfect, really very cool. There are a lot of different scientific instruments on the robot Curiosity, and we're supposed to learn about the possibilities of life on the planet, et cetera, et cetera. But obviously, they were able to get through the atmosphere, and the voice came back. It's just amazing. Pinch yourself, almost, to that reality. Okay, so that's one thing that's good that we can...
Let me ask you a question on this.
Yes, though. Richie.
Here's what I don't understand.
Okay.
And obviously...
Jennifer Warren not here this week, by the way. Richie is here to help me through the top topics. Okay, your question is?
I find it amazing that they can send a digital command through space.
Yeah, 154 million miles.
And it reaches the exact point, the antenna...
Yeah.
On the rover.
Yeah.
And the rover's like, okay, I got you.
There it is.
Oh, here.
Turn
right
on.
Back at you.
Right
and then
back.
The rover sends a signal back.
Yeah. That's why I'm telling the story, because it's amazing.
I mean, even
shows
if
you
just...
what we can do if you really want to do it. Shows you what man is capable of.
How we're able to reach pinpoint that one, that 10-foot, 50-foot, whatever it is.
Pretty cool.
just a little spot on Mars to tell this thing what to do.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Yep. Okay, so that's the latest from space. Back on Earth, in the weather department, Tropical Storm Isaac approaching land near Louisiana. The news media is happy to spend a lot of your time, if you're willing to waste it, going back 7 years and regurgitating Hurricane Katrina to the point of, this is going to be just as bad, man. It's the same day. Look out. We'll be blown away. It'll ruin everybody's life. Look out! Okay, so the governors of Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi have declared states of emergency. The hurricane warning went into effect along a 300-mile stretch of the Gulf Coast early this morning. Isaac will move slowly inland once it makes landfall, 18 inches of rain, and that'll be it. Over, done, finished. Adios. See you next year, next time, or the way the tropical storms are.
Yeah, right, exactly.
A month from now.
So it poses a scenario too.
Yes, Rich.
Better safe than sorry. And if you don't scare people to death, will they just take it for granted that it's not that big a deal?
Are we that immune? Maybe you're right. It takes, everybody's so numb. Look at what it takes to get people to go to the movies. There are more and more. What else can they create on movie screens? And there, people just are so numbed.
But I think after Katrina, people take it seriously. But in 5 or 10 years,
everybody took it seriously, except the folks at the Army. What do they call it? The group of
the Army civil engineers.
They built the same levees that were there that didn't work. That's the genius of that. Still amazes me. You know that. So you remember we talked about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They didn't fix the levees to make them better. They just built the same levees that were there. They were
They're new levees.
Strong enough in the last. Well, but they were. The Army Corps of Engineers was told the last time they built them that they wouldn't last if it was a very strong hurricane.
Category 5. Right.
Wouldn't take it.
Well, luckily this is Category 1.
But what happens next month or next year or 10 years or 20 years from now?
But this is going to be a big wall. It's going to be a lot of water.
Rain.
A lot of water.
Yeah. Okay, 14 minutes past the hour. If you have sore, achy joints, the one supplement that works is a product called Ultra Joint. U-L-T-R-A-J-O-I-N-T. Ultra Joint. Safe, FDA registered, and basically it is made with different ingredients, but mostly eggshells. Eggshells. Yes, eggshells. This all-natural product that I've been using attacks joint pain in just, a couple of different ways, actually. It reduces the inflammation. All disease comes as a result of inflammation. That's what it is. It's your body, your cellular structure inflamed. There's something that's abusing your structure. And in this case, your cartilage is broken down. So you need to repair it, and that's what Ultra Joint does. It repairs the cartilage with compounds made of specific vitamins and minerals and herbs and, those eggshell membranes that I was talking about. This product, by the way, in all kinds of clinical, everybody wants to test their product. So they had clinical trials, and most of the people who were in the clinical trial had reduced joint pain and reduced stiffness in 10 days. And this is working well for me, and I'm giving it to Charlotte as well, who has a little arthritis in her shoulder. So you can take my word for it. Better yet, you can try it yourself. 10-day supply from the makers of Ultra Joint. They will offer you a free trial. Yes, you heard me right. Of Ultra Joint, safe, FDA-registered Ultra Joint. Call this number now, 888-809-6424. If you woke up this morning with lots of aches and pains, call this number, 888-809-6424. You don't have to live with joint pain. Order your free trial, pay a small shipping and handling charge, and get on the right side, if you will, of your pain. Ultra Joint, 888-809-6424. 6424.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Man, I love a football game!
Yeah! Hey, let's sneak down by the field before kickoff and get autographs!
Well, that would be hard to do from my basement.
Ah! Right! That new TV is huge!
Get close to the action at the ultimate football experience at Sears and get a Panasonic 50-inch HD TV with a free Blu-ray player all for just $699.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/1/12. See store sears.com/football for details. Free Blu-ray, $89.99 value. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
All right, let's get into the action here, or back to the action. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Rosie O'Donnell got married, Richie.
Congratulations.
She and her girlfriend, Michelle Rounds, secretly tied the knot, apparently a couple of months ago. They announced their engagement last December, exchanged vows on June 9th, and didn't let the public know about it until after her health scare a couple of weeks ago. She had a heart attack and a stent inserted in one of her arteries. Ms. Rounds, I don't know much about her. Do you know anything about her, Michelle Rounds?
Nothing.
They had a proper wedding celebration.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Let me see if I can...
Rounds had her own health scare a couple of weeks ago. And apparently she's got the same problem as Rosie with her heart. Now, that's pretty interesting, isn't it? Find that interesting? Maybe not.
Wow.
Okay, but...
She's...
Is she attractive?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Rosie did all right.
Yep.
She married up.
Rosie is much maligned. I mean, I think she deserves some of the stuff that she gets, but I also think...
Rosie brings on any malignment. Well,
maybe
herself.
She does, yeah. All right, so coming up later in this hour of conversation about what we are all sort of focused on, other than the politics and the convention, a little government talk. All right, Richie, that's coming up. And the comedy also from late night shows, 21 after the hour.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
One of the newest trends in Iraq is knockoffs of American fast food chains. These are real, such as Burger Friends and KFG. Yeah. Yeah, there's even a cheap knockoff of an Italian restaurant. It's called the Olive Garden.
It looks like Hurricane Isaac has delayed the Republican convention for one day. It's now going to start tomorrow. See, I think the Republicans use these 60-mile-an-hour winds to their advantage. See, what Mitt Romney should do, he should walk out there and go, here are my tax returns for the last 10 years. Oh my gosh! What happened? And this is a big storm. In fact, I think it scared more senior citizens than Paul Ryan. So this is it. But you know, some of the Republicans, I think, are overreacting. Like today, Rick Santorum was seen gathering up 2 of every animal. I thought that seemed overly... And Herman Cain was in Tampa. Remember Herman Cain?
Yeah.
When a reporter asked him if this reminded him of Katrina, he said, I never even met the woman.
All right, 25 after the hour, a little levity. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, the top topics. Rich McFadden and Doug here working through the tracking of Hurricane Isaac as it started. I'm looking at this, Richie, on a map. Came fairly close to Nassau in the Bahamas. Went pretty much right over Cuba, Havana got it. The Cubans do really get shaken up. A lot of the Caribbean islands get it. And these things, this trail actually starts close to Caracas, Venezuela. And they move around. And it seems that it moves slowly.
14 miles an hour is what it was moving at yesterday.
But when you consider there's no, this is the direct, this is like, instead of driving where there are roads, this just goes directly. That's why all storms seem to move faster than what you'd think they would.
It's moving at 12 miles an hour right now with 70 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, right. And it's pretty close. It's moving, it looks like it's 3 or 4 hours away from hitting coast of Louisiana and the whole coastal area, the brunt of the storm. And then it tracks up. The good news is it's going to take care of the drought a little bit late. But the storm is headed for Chicago.
West, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it goes up through Arkansas and Missouri and back up to Chicago and dumps out. It looks like it's done somewhere over Gary, Indiana, and just peters out into Lake Michigan. So that's the story. And so there'll be more of these. If you believe the weather forecasters, at least the way the interpretation has come from some of the news media sources. Now, you say to me, better safe than sorry. One of the things the hurricane forecasters have said is there'll be 12 to 14 storms that'll amount to something, and it'll be worse for some areas. You know, you look at some of the ways these things track. They don't often go over into Texas. I remember when I was a kid, there was a series when Galveston is below seawater. I mean, the sea level.
Yeah.
And came in and wiped. Oh, man, did they get hammered there. But then it goes around. The state of Florida is always, the way it juts out, subject to these things. And once in a while, you see them headed up to the Carolinas. Last year, didn't you get a piece of one of Washington?
We got Isabel last year. As a matter of fact, I was listening to the news yesterday here in the Washington, D.C. area, and we get to look forward to increased insurance rates coming because of we've had three hurricanes in the past 6 or 7 years make it up to our way in the mid-Atlantic, and then that derecho that came through about a month ago.
Yeah.
That thing hammered us.
Right.
And so now because of that, we're apparently a threat, and here goes our insurance rates.
Look out for the increase, 3 to 4 cents a gallon probably this week, because the Gulf oil platforms...
My wife was at the gas station yesterday, and the guy at the gas station was saying, fill up today.
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
Yeah. And Jay Leno had a perfect shot at that last night. You didn't hear it, but I watched a little of it, and it was really... It is so true how you get it in the pants, in the shorts from the oil companies and under any provocation. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, the next time you go to the airport, you might be greeted by a customer service agent who's friendly, always willing to help, and never loses her cool. Oh, and by the way, she's not human. A handful of airports have employed Ava, a holographic avatar. Her job? To answer your questions. You can find Ava in all three New York area airports. You'll see a similar avatar in Washington's Dulles Airport and in Boston's Logan Airport. You can call her Carla. What's totally crazy is that New York's Port Authority implemented this change after reviewing customer surveys that said people wanted more human interaction. It all boils down to the bottom line. The airports want to save money. Now, the avatars never have a bad day, but they also can't think creatively or go beyond their own pre-program. So in my world, when the art of conversation is lost, well, I've got a real problem with that. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mediocre day, or maybe not even the mediocre, maybe a bad day into a good day here with our interpretation of what's going on, at least some of the things going on around all of us. The top topics of the day, Rich McFadden here because Jennifer is in, where is she? She's in Hawaii, I think, right?
Hawaii this week, yeah.
Next week is
Alaska
this
next week, yeah.
Good for her. Now, so let's get sort of into story time.
Ooh, I like
everybody
story time.
Ready? For story time, okay. Once upon a time,
okay.
Your government had a vast scrapyard in the middle of the desert. Congress said somebody might steal from it. So they created a watchman, a night watchman position, and hired a person for that job. Then Congress said, how does the watchman do his job without instruction? So they created a planning department and hired a couple of people, one person to write the instruction manual and one to do the studying and teaching. Then Congress said, how will we know the night watchman is doing his tasks correctly? So they created a quality control department and hired two people. One was to do the studies and one was to write the reports. Then Congress said, how are these people going to get paid? So they created two positions, a timekeeper and a payroll officer, hired a couple more people. Congress said, who will be accountable for all these people? So they created an administrative section, hired three people, an administrative officer, assistant administrative officer, and a legal secretary. Then Congress said, we have this command in operation for a year, and we're $918,000 over budget. We got to cut back. So they laid off the night watchman. But all the other people kept their job. Now, as you let that sink in, does anybody remember the reason for an establishment of the Department of Energy during the Carter administration? It was during the time when prices went through the roof. The increase in oil, the increase in interest rates was 17%, I think, at one point in time in 1978 or 79. We know a Long Lines member. Some of you, most of you may remember the Long Lines. And
yep.
So we have to study where our energy comes from. Most people thought at the time it was a great idea and pretty appropriate. So the Department of Energy instituted to lessen our dependence on foreign oil. Sounds good, right? So here we are 35 years later. The budget for this quote-unquote necessary department is at $24 billion a year. There are 16,000 federal employees, 100,000 contract employees, and are we less dependent on foreign oil, which is the reason the Energy Department was set up in late 1977, early 1978, to lessen our dependence on foreign oil. That's what the legislation said they were supposed to do. So 35 years later, the first part of this obviously was a story. The second part is reality. $24 billion, 16,000 employees, 100,000 contract employees.
Wow.
And look at the price of oil and how dependent we are on foreign oil. This is where you slap yourself on the forehead and say, what are they thinking? 34 years ago, 30% of our oil consumption was foreign. Today, 70% of what we consume is foreign importing of oil. Yes, thanks to the federal bureaucracy, you are now spending $24 billion a year, 16,000 employees, 100,000 contract workers, and we get 40% more oil from foreign imports.
Now, remember our black chopper philosophy there.
Yeah.
That a decision has been made somewhere along the lines in the U.S. government high up.
Yeah.
That we use everybody else's oil until they're tapped out.
Yeah.
Save all of ours for when they're tapped out.
Yeah, that's fine. That makes good sense. When I heard that, I thought it was great. So what do we need a $24 billion a year, 16,000 federal employee department for?
That'd be a great question.
And why doesn't somebody ask this to both Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney? We've turned over the banking system now to the federal government. Listen to this.
If we had $1.25 a gallon oil or gasoline, I would say, okay, maybe there's management. But what are they managing? Nothing.
And now, but the food for thought out of this isn't just the Department of Energy. Now we have the banking department, the health care department. And how many more departments have been added? Is anybody home? Knock, knock. Is anybody home? Where is that night watchman? One would wonder. It is amazing. And food for thought. Very important food for thought.
Feed the beast.
Yeah.
Got to feed the beast.
All right. And at our expense, 800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. A U.S. soldier laid out an elaborate plot by a group of active and former military members to overthrow our government. Soldier appeared in court yesterday, part of what prosecutors call an anarchist group, militia group, of former soldiers, former recruits, dressed in his Army uniform. Private First Class Michael Burnett spoke in a courthouse about this group of Army soldiers and their role in the death of former soldier Michael Rourke and his girlfriend. Rourke was killed because he took money from the group and then was going to leave. I don't know how it got to the point where these two people were murdered, Burnett said. He talked about how he and others accused had first begun getting together, just going out to shoot. They go to ranges and shoot stuff. And then the prosecuting attorney introduced a manuscript. The private said this is a book about true patriots. These four became part of a larger group aimed at giving the government back to the people. They called it fear. Forever enduring, always ready. Fear. Spent thousands and thousands of dollars buying guns and bombs. The government needs to be changed Private Burnett told the court. I thought we were the people who would be able to change it. Now, this guy's got to be delusional. Not that we all don't think that change is necessary. The district attorney said, not sure how many others belong to this group. I'm betting there are a lot of these kinds of groups all over the country. They included people who forcibly want to take over the ammo control points in various forts, bomb local and state vehicles, political figureheads, that kind of stuff. Gotta be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? This is what... The last story, I told these stories in the order that I did, because the first story about how the government is out of control is what brings people like this around to wanting to change it. Because they don't feel like they can get any resolve through the political system. So, we'll use something else that's a little more potent. Of course, they're not going to get 40 guys, 400 guys, 4,000 guys, 40,000 guys aren't going to do that, because there are a lot of other, there are more of them than there are of you at the moment. But the average person thinks it's time for a change. Look at what happened last week.
Don't post them on Facebook, though.
Yeah. Well, no, the guy who posted on Facebook got arrested and detained for a week. Nobody knew where he was. He said it's time for a revolution. He got arrested. Where's freedom of speech? Where are any number of freedoms, even that you enjoyed earlier in your lifetime? Do you still have the same amount of freedom you did when you were younger? Absolutely not. I don't. And I'm betting that you don't either. So what do you do about it? Step by step, a little bit here and a little bit there, to try to come up with something that will work in a world that is full of all kinds of strange realities for people. Just don't know how to deal with all of this hope and change, right? Right. Yeah. All right, so anyway, I do think that it is worth a moment or two of our time to put the pieces together there. And I think that's a good topic. One of the top topics of the day ought to be where we are putting our faith in government we don't keep track of. That's why that last story about the Energy Department, and now thinking about all the other departments that have been created since then, what do they do? Let's see. Sharon is in Baltimore. Sharon, thanks for the call. Good day. Hi. I think I moved around the other side, Richie. I'll move about. Hi, Sharon. Go ahead. We can now hear you.
Hi. Good morning. I just wanted to say about the Energy Department. No, they haven't done anything near what was expected or what we had hoped. However, our gas prices are not as high as they are in Europe and Africa and other countries.
Why
in the
is
world.
That acceptable? What does that have to do with anything? They never have been.
I'm not.
The reason that they aren't is because the taxation situation over there much worse than it is here. They charge a lot more in taxes.
What I want to say is, it's easy for us to tear down. Are there suggestions to build up? And when we talk about improving things, everyone knows improvement comes in steps and processes. And if we continually tear down...
Okay, let me give you a suggestion. All right, that's a very good question, and I'm glad that you stated it the way you did, in a very positive way. What are the solutions? First of all, the solutions don't come from government meddling. They come from the free market. The only thing the government can do, which seems to be appropriate, is to get in the way of a lot of these large mega corporations from trying to control everything. They control a lot now. And so one wonders, if the government were acting properly, could we really get a hold of these large conglomerates and not necessarily break them up, but monitor what they do and keep them from getting so cozy with politicians who make the decisions on what they can and cannot do? The political...
The point is, we really are the government. When we don't step in and make a difference, then we have the mess that we have with the banks and the large conglomerates.
Yep, you're right about that. Instead of free enterprise, unbridled capitalism ruins it all for the people who have worked hard to create businesses and keep things going. So one of the things, sort of following in suit with what you've just said, thinking about these people like the soldier I described and the man who wrote on his Facebook page, "It's time for a revolution." Somewhere in all of this mix, there is the right way to fix the problem. One of the things I would suggest is that we think about limiting, and this is a constitutional convention. This is all stuff that takes years and years and years to do.
Yes, eight to 10 years.
We ought not to have parties. The party system is why we have the problems we do. It's all about them. It's not about you. They don't give a damn about you, except what you can contribute to keeping them in power. Right?
I agree.
Right. So, I mean, it goes further than just the oil. It looks at the whole overall system and understanding how it works or how it doesn't work and what to do to bring it back around to where it was a couple hundred years ago, at least in theory, so that it can be in practice. Sharon, good call. Thank you for taking the moment. 800-510-8255 at 13 and a half before the hour on Good Day.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of four eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Man, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Small businesses might be bigger than you think. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the SBA, small businesses generated 65% of the new jobs in America over the past 17 years. Entrepreneurs looking for capital can enter the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Business Plan Competition for a chance to win grants up to $150,000. Alfred Edmund Jr., Senior Vice President, Black Enterprise Magazine.
Small businesses are the core of our economy, and we want to help sustain them. The Muse Competition is a great resource, not only for the opportunity to receive capital, but the access and feedback from some of the premier business minds in the country is invaluable.
MillerCoors is saluting small businesses with National Urban Entrepreneur Week, which encourages entrepreneurs to seek viable resources to help reach the next level. For more on National Urban Entrepreneur Week or the Muse Business Plan Competition, search hashtag MUES or visit MillerCoorsMUES.com.
Matthew, listening to K57 in Guam. Hi, Matthew. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug.
What do you think is the solution to our problem with fuel?
Well, electromagnetic energy, motors, magnetic motors.
Are these the type that they're putting on some of the trains in Europe?
Well, the maglev is a train that they have. We developed it in the United States, but we don't use it.
Why?
I guess we just like to drive our cars and trucks.
Well, either that or, as with so many other things, the folks in the oil companies see this as a threat and they kill it as wherever they can, however they can. That sort of thing.
Yeah, I believe so. Now, I agree with you a bit about the government, but there's a little bit of disagreement. I believe that if the government invested in that, they, you know, because they do research and development.
Yeah, they could do like a NASA project, and then maybe you'd get somewhere. All right, good thought. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden and I now taking a look at technology. Shelley Palmer is our reporter. He gets us started in discussion. I guess this was sort of expected, Richie, after the folks at Apple won in court over Samsung
for
patent infringement. Apple has laid out which of Samsung's devices it wants banned. But remember, the whole survival of Apple depends on Samsung and its internal parts.
And vice versa.
Which makes this very interesting, this whole thing. So Shelley has that report, that observation for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. As expected, after its triumph over Samsung in court for patent infringement, Apple has laid out which of Samsung's devices it wants banned. Apple is requesting that the sale of 8 devices cease in the U.S. The list includes 4 Galaxy S2s, 2 Galaxy S's, the Droid Charge, and the Galaxy Prevail. Lucky for Samsung, a lot of these devices are no longer for sale, but that doesn't mean it won't fight tooth and nail to keep Apple from forcing any of its devices off the shelves. An injunction hearing is scheduled for September 20th. Samsung is expected to appeal the verdict, but no matter who comes out triumphant in the end, the case has extraordinary implications when it comes to the future of mobile devices. Even if the verdict is reversed, the case could take years to be over for good, and in the meantime, every manufacturer will have to watch its back. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, choose from 60-inch LG plasmas or 55-inch LG LED TVs for a special price. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 22nd, 2012. Quantities limited.
Question time. Which cities in our country have the safest drivers? Brian Osich has the latest report on a yearly overview, which honors those who are helping keep the nation's roadways safe for fellow motorists and also for pedestrians.
The Allstate Insurance Company is out with their yearly America's Best Drivers report, which ranks the country's 200 largest cities based on car collision frequency. Allstate's Mike Roche.
This year's top honor of America's safest driving city is Sioux Falls, South Dakota. According to the report, the average driver in Sioux Falls will experience an auto collision every 13.8 years, which is 27% less likely than the national average of 10 years.
Allstate started the report 8 years ago, and since then, Roche says they want to continue increasing awareness about being tolerant and more attentive behind the wheel, something he says is happening in cities of all sizes across the country.
Phoenix continues to rank number one among American cities with a population of more than 1 million. Indianapolis is the safest among large cities less than 1 million. Tucson is the safest among medium-large-sized cities. Lincoln, Nebraska is the safest among medium to small-sized cities.
For more on the report, log on to allstatenewsroom.com. That's Newsbreak from Allstate.
All right, next in the technology department, if you would like to dress like Kate Middleton, there's a new app for your computer for just that.
Oh, I've been looking for that.
What a new fashion app that goes by the name of Kate Stylist has been launched. It's all about the Duchess of Cambridge. Whether you want to sort out her looks into seasons or shop a certain ensemble you adore, the app finds where the pieces can be purchased. Just what you want, Richie.
The exact same pieces or discount knockoffs?
Well, for 99 cents, excuse me, you can get the you can do the download and you can figure it out for yourself.
Well,
I haven't spent the 99 cents, so I don't know. But there are a lot of fans of the Duchess of Cambridge, Miss Middleton.
She's a trendsetter for sure.
Isn't it funny how often it comes, and they're British. Look at what Diana did for fashion. Women all around the world admired her distinct sort of fashion.
And look at what Harry's doing now for fashion. Leave him on the floor in your Vegas suite.
Right, exactly. Man, it was a picture.
So funny.
Jay Leno had a picture last night. It was pretty funny of Prince Harry naked, and he said, well, there are a couple of other, there are women who have just come into the room as a picture of Hoda and Kathy Lee. I mean, it was actually pretty funny from the Today Show, folks, if you don't watch that. All right, this is the Good Day program. Forget about television. This is Good Radio, 59 past the hour, if I do say so myself.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.